USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president taking part in a law enforcement roundtable in the city. The president also seeing some of the damage caused to local businesses by the riots and looting that took place in Kenosha. Kenosha business owner Ricky Tralapa says folks are really stepping up to help people rebuild in Kenosha.
It's been a struggle, but our community has been really incredible. More people have come to help than we know what to do with, but right now what we need is financial support. Loss of business and loss of property is staggering at this point.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was on Capitol Hill testifying before a Democratic-led House committee. Mnuchin saying that a new stimulus package is needed and the package should be bipartisan. Both sides have been meeting to discuss a deal. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the real sticking point as far as a new stimulus bill goes is state and local aid.
Right now, it doesn't need to be a bailout as much as it is just an additional help to provide some stability to those local governments that have lost revenue during this unprecedented time.
Meadows speaking there on CNBC. California saw its deadliest month of the coronavirus pandemic in August, with 3,745 deaths. California has the most cases of any state with 700,000, but is 21st in the nation when adjusting for population. Despite the record number of deaths in the state has improved on several measures. Infection and hospitalization rates are both steadily declining for over a month now. California has been one of the strictest states regarding reopening. More news can be found online at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is not appearing in public on September 1st. That's according to his campaign. The Biden campaign saying there will be a virtual fundraiser on Tuesday, but they're told not to expect any pooled movement from Biden for the rest of the day. Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf telling Fox News that the Department of Justice is investigating the heads of Black Lives Matter and Antifa over violent rioting that has broken out in Democratic-controlled cities across the United States.
Well, this is something I've talked to the AG personally about, and I know that they are working on it. Look, we've seen about 300 arrests across this country regarding civil unrest and protesting, violent protesting, I would say, criminal protesting, criminal rioting occur, about 300 arrests. About a third of those, or 100 of those arrests, have been in Portland specifically, and I know the Department of Justice has charged about 74 or 75 individuals there in Portland with different federal crimes, and we'll continue to see how those investigations are going. We have seen groups and individuals move from Portland to other parts of the country.
Right.
We had about 175 arrests in Kenosha. Almost 100 of them were from out of state. So we know they're moving around. We've seen them in D.C., in Sacramento, and elsewhere. They're organized. We've seen similar tactics being used from Portland and other cities across the country as well. So we know that there's organization. I know the Department of Justice is also looking at that as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.